Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 7th, goes to a 25-year-old Ohio man named Rashawn Davis. Rashawn is one of those people who would not have listened to Noah when Noah told folks to get on the ark because the flood was coming. As I have told you on this radio the past couple of weeks throughout history, you just have these kind of people who just don't want to listen to reason and refuse to do what it takes to help flatten this curve called coronavirus, okay? And sadly, just like Noah had to do, you must turn your back on these people and let them drown, okay? Once the warnings have been issued, once they have been told what the consequences of them not complying are, let them drown. All right, it's above you now. Let go and let God deal with them. And Rashawn Davis is another example of that type of person. See, Rashawn lives in Cincinnati. Drop on the clues bombs for everyone who listens to us on 102.3 The Beat in Cincinnati. What's happening? Rashawn was arrested on Saturday afternoon after he snitched on himself. Okay, you know how brothers and sisters 6ix9ine themselves nowadays by broadcasting their crimes via social media. That's exactly what Rashawn did by violating Governor Mike DeWine's stay at home order. I don't know if it's DeWine or DeWine, but he's the governor of Ohio. Okay, see, the governor of Ohio, he gets it. All right, the one thing that seems to work when it comes to stopping the spread of coronavirus is social distancing. That's what seems to flatten the curve all around the world. That much we know. I know every day something new comes out about this virus, and it's hard to keep up, hard to know what to believe. But if one thing seems to really work, it's social distancing. Okay, we've seen that meme going around where it says, your grandparents were called to war. You're being called to sit on a couch. You can do this. Literally, in order to beat this invisible enemy, all you have to do is stay at home and watch TV. Stay home and read a book. Stay home and listen to a podcast. Stay home with your significant other. Stay home with your kids. Stay home scratching your literally just staying home is the greatest way you could love thy neighbor right now. And for whatever reason, it's the most difficult thing for some folks to do. Let's be for real. 95% of the time you outside, you're not doing anything productive. You're just out to be out, okay? When the reality is you could be doing nothing at your crib. But now when you go out during this global pandemic, you still are doing nothing. But in the process of that nothingness, you are potentially spreading something, and that something is the coronavirus. Rashawn Davis, along with a whole herd of donkeys, were out in Cincinnati on Saturday night doing absolutely nothing except violating the stay-at-home orders and spreading coronavirus. Oh, let me say potentially spreading coronavirus. No, you know what? I know some people caught coronavirus in that crowd. Would you like to hear what a pack of wild donkeys sound like? Let's listen to Rashawn.
Yeah, that's how we doing in my city, man. We don't give a f*** about the coronavirus. It's how we celebrate our coronavirus. Bitch. You got 1,400 people watching you right now. What the f*** going on, man? 1,400 people watching y'all right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. We heard with it. Hey. If you ain't heard with it, you dare with it.
Hey, y'all tell the world star people, holler at me. We get more videos like this.
Rashawn said, we don't give a F about this coronavirus. Well, Rashawn, coronavirus doesn't give a F about you either. Just like it hasn't given a F about the 75,000 plus people it's killed across the world. All right. Coronavirus doesn't give a F what your race is, age is, sex is, religion is. In fact, coronavirus gives less F's about you than you do about coronavirus. Okay. Then Rashawn had the nerve to say, this is how we celebrate our coronavirus. What is there to celebrate about a disease that 1.3 million plus people have and 75,000 folks have died from? Seriously. I got a real question. What are you anti-social distances rebelling against? I get it. You don't believe in the government. Some of y'all think it's a hoax. It's just a distraction to put up 5G towers. You refuse to submit to martial law. Whatever it is you're telling yourself that you learned on YouTube, you're wrong. All right? Nobody wants to be at home right now. Do you think the NBA wants to be shut down? All right? This ain't no government conspiracy, bro. You know how many billions, multi-billions of dollars are being lost by companies every day? Trust me, nobody wants this to be over more than the white man. All right? The white man wants to get this economy back going ASAP. And he can't do that unless we as a society flatten this curve by staying home. Not to mention, Rashawn, black man, brother to brother, really not just to Rashawn, but any other anti-social distances that happen to be black. I don't know if you've read, but black people are disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus. Yep. Early data shows black people are being infected and dying at higher rates than any other demographic. I know when corona first hit the streets, you Negroes spread that lie on social media that black people can't get coronavirus. What a survey says, that was a lie. Okay. Why? Because black people already are impacted by a whole bunch of other pre-existing medical conditions, from diabetes to heart disease. So, of course, coronavirus going to run through our communities. So when you, Rashawn, choose to be an anti-social distancer, technically, you're committing a black-on-black crime. Okay? Straight up. When all you Negroes choose to get together and party, you are only hurting people and potentially killing people who look just like you. And you can't be a part of the solution if you're part of the problem, Rashawn. Please let Remy Ma give Rashawn Davis the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Only difference between anti-social distances and flat earth folks is flat earth folks aren't killing anyone with their willful ignorance, but anti-social distances have a lot of blood on their hands.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.